I'm here with executive pastry chef Patrick Chu at the Tianjin Ritz-Carlton. Patrick, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm very good. Very well today.
That's good. That's good. Now, Patrick, a lot of people have said to me, what does an executive pastry chef do? And so I think the best question is to ask you, what does an executive pastry chef do all day?
Actually, what we do all day in kitchen is basically the most important thing is bring the team together. The first thing, because this is the main resources to help me to maintain, produce, even bring things to next level. This is the main thing. Of course, as a executive pastry chef in kitchen, we are baking every day. So basically in kitchen, just roughly make everyone understand in the pastry, we need to take care of breads. Basically it running 24 hours. And then we have a chocolate room. We produce all the chocolate, the blinis, all the cake decoration, showpieces, okay. And then we have a buffet. Buffet dessert in glass, individual and big cakes. Also, we have afternoon tea, so we produce everything freshly. And then we have a banquet. And then we have a wedding cake. And then in the restaurant, we have a la carte dessert. We call it plated dessert. So all those mise en place we had to produce. Of course, also ice cream. Ice cream, you know, is part of dessert. So actually, in the kitchen, we are busy every day.
And so, Patrick, what first drew you to working in pastry? Because I don't think it's everybody who wakes up one morning and says, "Oh, I really want to spend all my time working with desserts." So why did you pick desserts and pastry?
I would say when I was in college. Actually, I have two lecturers lead me to pastry, and then what they told me is they feel I have a potential grow in pastry, so that's why it lead me to the pastry, of course. And then I was trying also to see how pastry look in the picture of mine when I was young. So, and then luckily also when I joined my first hotel with the region, KL, Four Seasons, I had one chef also give me a lot of opportunity to grow. Even they pay by himself to sponsor me to a wedding courses a few times. And then really, you know, he bring me to the right track in the pastry industry.
So Patrick, you're from Malaysia. Is dessert and pastry a big thing in Malaysian culture?
In Malaysian culture, there's a dessert, but it's a local dessert. It's more to coconut and rice, banana, things like that. And what I do now is more to Europe style, French style. So it's totally different. When I was in the first career in the region, which I mentioned just now, actually the pastry is not that developed yet. So it's very, very simple. Not as now. You can see now pastry is like people are talking about pastry, things like that. So it's totally different.
Now, after you started in Malaysia, you've worked all over the world. Where are some of the places you've lived and worked?
Actually, I started my career, like I told you, I was in... after my graduation, I worked in my college as a training instructor. Basically, I'm helping my lecturer to lecture student and then collect all the ingredients before he did the classes. And then later on, I quit. because I feel that will not be a long term in a college if I want to grow. Even I feel very comfortable. And then I decided to quit, and then I joined Regent Four Seasons in Malaysia. So I worked there about 3.5 years. And then I joined the first Ritz Carlton in Singapore. This is the first property I joined for 3 years, 3 years plus. And then after that, I have an opportunity to have a transfer to a Ritz Carlton Rhino Plantation in Georgia, USA. So I was there almost 2 years, and then I transferred back to Ritz Carlton Hong Kong for 1 year, and then in the meantime I quit the company actually, and then I joined back Four Seasons Langkawi for opening as my first position as a pastry chef. So, and then after 2 years, I quit Four Seasons, and then I joined back Bulgari Hotel. Is a mother company of Ritz Carlton. I was there three and a half years, and then also I got an opportunity to transfer to a Shanghai. So I opened the Ritz Carlton Shanghai Pudong. I was there 2 years. So, and then finally I transferred to Tianjin Ritz Carlton. So,
and we're very glad you did, because you make, well, not just you personally, although you personally do make some exceptional desserts, you have an exceptionally good team. From what I've seen in your kitchen, everybody works really well together. It must be, because pastry is such a creative thing, it must be difficult to manage a pastry team because you've got so many creative people. Do you find that it's hard work running your team, or are they just a good team?
No, actually, I would say everything what I see is from beginning is very important. If you did everything wrong in beginning, at the back it's all the mess. So before I lead the team, I need to let them know what is my expectation. So and then basically it's a three very important point I share with them is about attitude. So attitude is for everything. And then the second thing is discipline. And then the third thing is teamwork. And then, of course, as a team, although I'm the executive pastry chef, I need to treat people as a respect, and then fairly. And then I need to be them all the time. Because I don't believe that as a leader, you're just giving instruction by words. You need to hand on to support them, make them feel confident, make them feel comfortable, and then this is the way how we build relationship.
It's not all Gordon Ramsay screaming at people. In fact, I'd rather don't think you would be screaming at anybody. It doesn't suit you. Patrick, how did you first come to be interested in cooking?
Actually, when I was a kid, when I tried food, actually I roughly can speak up what kind of ingredient inside. And then also I informed by my parents. They keep talking, saying that okay, you should go to learn cooking and then become a chef. And then at that time, it's already in my mind. So of course I like taste food, I like to eat, and so after graduation I decide join the culinary school. At that time it's only just a beginning, it's only a certificate, not like now we have diploma, we have degrees, it's only a certificate. So this is what I start my career in the culinary industry.
Yeah. Now a lot of chefs have a favorite ingredient, and I like to ask chef, yeah, when I interview one, what their favorite ingredient is. Do you have a favorite ingredient? Something that you can say, if I didn't have this, I wouldn't work in this industry.
Yes, for sure. My favorite ingredient is chocolate.
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 Do you have a favorite chocolate?
Yes. Actually, I like caramel chocolate, or I like milk chocolate, because milk chocolate you will taste a little bit caramel. Of course, the chocolate you can combine with some taste will bring out more flavors. But this chocolate is a base, so my favorite chocolate will be milk chocolate.
Because a lot of chefs say, oh no, only dark chocolate. And I'm thinking, I don't like dark chocolate. Milk chocolate, interesting. Do you do a lot of chocolate work personally?
My strong area is in the chocolate work. Because when I learned pastry, and then I'm very curious about chocolate, how you're handling. So I always put myself to learn chocolate, how to handle the chocolate. And then I went for the chocolate competition also. And also when I was in Bali, I support a lot of my team, and then send them to a competition. So this made me very, very strong with chocolate, yes.
Do you have a favorite dessert?
Yes.
Yeah?
I have a favorite dessert.
Which is?
Actually, very classic, very simple. Maybe, believe or not, my favorite dessert is creme brulee.
Creme brulee?
Creme brulee.
So that's a custard base flavored with honey, topped with sugar.
Sugar.
Blowtorched?
Yes, blowtorch.
You just like the blowtorch bit, don't you?
No. Actually, it's very simple, but really, really nice. When you eat together with the crunchy sugar, it tastes really nice.
What's the most complicated dessert you've been part of putting together?
Actually, the complicated dessert what I put out is when I went to a competition as a plated dessert category. Because you went to a competition, you would like to explore your knowledge and then your skill. So we put on a lot, not a lot, like very high skill of design to make the dessert look really nice. When everyone sees it, they have kind of feel wow, how they make it like this. So basically, when I was in Bali, we went for competitions. My team and I really pull out a really complicated dessert, but in my direction, right, always simple is the best.
How many desserts a day does your team put together? Because it seems like lots.
A lot.
How many do you look forward to making each day?
Actually, I didn't think about this question. I'm glad you asked this kind of question. I would say a lot. If you ask me to roughly a number, I will give you more than 100. Mm. I would say more than 100. Of course, including some sauces, including some cream, some ganache, things like that. Of course, you also including some bran, some chocolate, how we produce, for banquet, for amenities, things like that. It's more than 100.
Wow. Now, you mentioned bread a moment ago. Some pastry chefs I speak to say that bread is their one blind spot. How are you with bread? Are you good with bread?
Yeah, I'm very good with bread. Before I joined pastry, I was a bakery. I was baker, and I worked in the bakery for 2 years. And then I transferred to pastry. When I was in the first position as a pastry chef, and then I pick up again my bread knowledge and skill. So I would say I'm good in bread, not very specialized. So I'm good in bread.
Hmm. When you're not running the pastry kitchen and you've got some downtime, do you cook for yourself and your wife, or do you go other places and get people to cook for you?
Most of the time we cook. Most of the time we cook because we personally we we feel confident we eat with our own cooking food. So more healthier. So basically we cook at home. During my off day, I cook for my wife. Sometimes my wife cooks. Majority I cook some pasta, some simple salad. Okay, and then, but I don't make dessert at all.
I should hope not. Patrick, when you've got time to yourself, what's the one thing you look forward to doing on your day off?
During my day off, I like exercise. Because it really make me feel very, very good after you making exercise, because I like jogging. So always during my off day, I do a lot of exercise, and then reading, and then I go to internet to finding information, even some simple recipe. I go inside and I try during my working day. I trying some recipe, even I'm a secret page chef, because these are the resources to make you different, to make you strong, and then also this also make your team feel confident with you, because you learn and then they learn.
Now these days lots of people want to learn to cook and things like that. Is there one piece of advice you would give to aspiring cooks today?
Yes, sure. What I want to share is again, it's the attitude. It's the attitude. So, and then when you work in a kitchen, you will feel totally different what you see in a pastry shop. Not as easy as you eat a cake, because inside there's a lot of time, there's a lot of patience inside. So you need to have a patience as a chef. Not as a chef, all the industry is the same. You need to have a patience. You know what you want, and then you know what. You need to have a direction first, and then when you know your direction, go ahead. And then when you're in the workplace, learn as much as you can. Always positive. In the learning process, I always talk to my staff. Don't keep blaming, I don't learn nothing. Always using your five senses to learn something. Your hands, your nose, your eyes, your ear, and your mouth. This is the thing. And then beside that, during your off day, go out to find more information to support your words. This is how you learn.
Fantastic advice. Look, Patrick, thank you very much for having us here today, and thank you for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule making some of the best desserts I've ever eaten in my life.
You're welcome.